那我们今天的，感谢大家，欢迎大家来到我们周五的聚会，我们一起来敬拜赞美我们的主，我们的神，来学习神的话语。那我们今天的第一首诗歌是《耶和华，你是我的神》，我们一起来唱这首诗歌。感谢主，那我们一起来做个祷告。主，我们在天上的父神，真的是感谢赞美你，真的是耶和华，你是我的神，你是我的磐石，你是我们的避难所。我们在大风浪来的时候，主你看顾保守我们，让我们不跌倒不失脚。主，在我们灵命低落的时候，主你扶起我们，主让我们有信心来跟从你。主，求你保守我们今天的聚会，保守我们今天晚上的查经讨论，真是都有你的同在。所以把这一切，我们的生活，我们这一周的生活，接下来的生活，我们的这个疫情，真的是我们教会的聚会都摆在你的面前，求你保守看顾，祷告奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。好，第二首诗歌，我心切切渴慕你。
水之地，你是我一切，我心完全属于你，只愿更多与你相亲。
感谢主，那我们今天的诗歌就到这里，我们把接下来的时间交给冯涛弟兄。
我们今天需要翻译，谢谢。
感谢神，我们在我们今天晚上查经的时间，我还是继续来查考思想民数记 第四章。
Thank God, tonight we continue to study the book of Numbers. We'll study chapter 4.
我们大家可以看到眼前屏幕上圣经的经文，因为这一章的经文比较长，所以呢，我们就不再一起同声的来朗诵。那么大家可以看着眼前屏幕上的经文，可以在心中默默的思想。
We'll go through this whole chapter because this is a rather long chapter, and you can look at the screen when we screenshot goes through all those chapters. We can think about it, meditate this this scripture.
好，我们大家可以看到眼前屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来看，然后也在心中默念，在心中来思想。 好，感谢神，我们这一章圣经的经文我们就读到这里。
Thank God, this is the scripture we're going to read today.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you gave us your word through the Bible.
我们知道天地都会废去，但神的话一笔一画都不会改变。
We know that heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will never change.
愿神的话语成我们信心的根基，也成我们脚前的灯和路上的光。
May the word of God become the foundation of our faith and also become the lamp upon our feet, light upon our path.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Such a prayer is in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们刚才所读到的民数记第四章的经文，在这里详细的描述了，就是利未这个支派三个大家族，每一个家族具体在会幕里服事，从事哪些工作。
And the passage, let's briefly go over what this chapter talk about. It's mainly talk about the three big family of Levites and their responsibility of how they serve in the tabernacle.
那么在我们上一次所查考的民数记第三章，在那里是笼统的谈到利未人应该怎样来单单的服侍神，那么也谈到这三个大家族他们具体的分工，但是在第四章就详细的描述这三个大家族他们的具体分工，具体到一个非常细致的一个程度。
And the previous chapter, we learned that the Levites and also this big family, in a very rough way, talk about how they serve in the tabernacle and how they divide their responsibility. And by this chapter, this will be even more detailed about this three family, how they serve in very detailed.Way that how they serve in the tabernacle.
在我们刚才所读的民数记第四章，这里一开始就谈到这个歌辖人，他们是专门负责这个至圣所里面各样的器具器皿，他们要负责搬运，负责就是然后再放好，放回原处。
And so first, in the first part, we talk about the one of the family, Kohath, and their responsibility mainly is taking care of the utensils in the most holy place, and they will take care of those things and carry it around and put back.
然后呢，接下来这个格顺人和米拉利人呢，这两个大家族，他们就越来越负责外围的一些会幕的一些。一些用品，他们要负责搬运呐，然后也负责重新再树立起来。
And about another two family, Gershons, and also Merari, these two family, they are more responsible for the outside of those items of the tabernacle, and they will take care of, take it down, and carry out, and set up again.
然后在我们刚才所看的这个民数记第四章的经文，把这三个大家族他们在会幕里服侍的人数又具体的再列出来，然后他们是从30岁到50岁。
And then in the end, this chapter basically counted this three family, the number of this each family they served in the tabernacle, and they counted from age 30 up to age 50.Who served at the tabernacle.
所以从这段经文我们可以看见，这是他们这些利未人是专门在这个会幕服侍的。如果我们今天基督徒的眼光来看的话，这当然是让我们联想到我们今天在教会服侍，我们今天服侍神的这些人。
So from this chapter, we can see those Levites, they actually down to the very detail how they serve at the God's temple or the tabernacle at that time, and which actually remind us that they are Christian people of us, we serve in God's house.
那么每一个基督徒从属灵的地位上看都是祭司也都是服侍神的人。
So, from spiritual point of view, every Christian today, they are all priests, and they are all people serve God.
所以我们不仅仅要知道啊，我们基督徒，我们常常称自己是神的儿女，但是我们不要忘记，我们还有一个重要的身份，我们也是神的仆人，我们是服侍神的人。
So as a Christian, we have to remind ourselves, remember that fact, we're not only called children of God, we also called another thing, we also called the servant of God. We are people to serve God.
所以主耶稣基督不止一次地谈到在末日审判的时候，主耶稣基督给人的评语是用好仆人和恶仆人来进行这个分辨。
So, Jesus, when you talk about many times, when you talk about at the final judgment, he make this claim of that judgment actually discerned by good servant, faithful servant, or wicked servant.
所以我们会看见主耶稣当他谈到末日审判的时候，主耶稣从来没有说啊，这些基督徒是好的神的儿女。这些基督徒是不好的神的儿女，主耶稣基督从来没有这样讲。
So if we pay attention when Jesus talk about the final judgment, and Jesus always talk about good servant and a wicked servant, but Jesus never talk about oh this group of people good God's children, that group of people bad God's children.
所以这里提醒我们，当我们面对上帝审判的时候，上帝要根据我们对神的服侍。来看我们在地上怎样度过我们的一生。
So this also reminds us that one day when we face the judgment of God, and God will use how we serve on earth, how we serve God to judge us how we spend our life on earth.
所以我们今天就从这个利未人描述他们应该在圣殿里怎样服侍。我们从这些经文当中，我们来看我们自己，我们今天应该以怎样的态度来服侍神？我们怎样才能是一个在上帝眼中看为是一个忠心良善的仆人
？So today, let's look at by looking at how the Levites they serve at the tabernacle, thinking about ourselves, our life. How can we serve God? And one day, in the end of judgment, we can be called good and faithful servant to God.
那我们从刚才民数记第四章，我们会看见这些利未人呢，他们服侍神，表现出来他们应该具有哪些这个品格或者说品质。
So, from the passage, we can summarize some of the attribute or character of those people who serve God.
那么第一个就是他们应该是成熟的。
And the first attribute or characters, they are mature.
那么我们知道在其他的以色列其他的支派，他们是20岁以上可以出去打仗的就属典，但是唯独只有利未人，他们要在这个会幕服侍，他们一定要等到30岁以上才可以在会幕当中服侍。
If you remember that all the other tribe, when the people count the number, God count the number,ask Moses to count number, they count from the age 20, as long as they can fight, to count the number. But for Levites, when they count the number who people serve at the tabernacle, they are counted started with age 30.
所以我们这里看到就是在会幕服侍的这一群人，神对他的要求是他们要比这个不在会幕服侍的这些人，他们要更加的成熟一点。
So from that point of view, we can see that God requires those people serving the tabernacle, they counted as need to be more mature than a regular population.
第二当然是顺服，他们要非常的顺服，因为他们做什么事情全部是神借着摩西的口吩咐他们做的。
And the second, obviously they have to be very submissive.Whatever they do according to what Moses say to them. Of course, Moses is commanded by God.
然后他们要彼此同心，我们知道他们各有分工，但是要彼此搭配。
And thirdly, they have to be within the same mind. Even they have a different responsibility, but they have to unite together to serve the tabernacle.
那么最后他们都有共同的特点，他们必须要舍己，要专心的服侍神。
And finally, they have to have this character of basically sacrifice or deny themselves, give themselves totally to the service of God.
当然我们从民数记第四章我们还可以看到很多这个利未人身上服侍神他们应该具有的品质。
Of course, from Numbers, we can see many more attributes of Levites that will be considered people serving God.
我们等一下在这个弟兄姊妹彼此讨论分享过程中大家都可以来分享来讨论，就是从民数记第四章我们还可以看到哪些这个神的仆人应该具有的品质。
And maybe later on, when we in a group discussion, we can further discuss besides this four, from chapter four, what we can see from Levites, what kind of characteristic or attribute they have in addition to this four, when they are required to serve at the tabernacle of God.
我们先看第一点，首先他们必须是成熟的。
And first, let's look at the first point that they have to be mature.
他们是要求30岁以上，不像其他的以色列人，是20岁以上就被数点。他们利未人必须是30岁以上才，在会幕服侍的利未人必须是30岁以上。
And so from the passage, we read that it's not like the other tribe, they God count them can be fight at the age of 20 or above. But for Levites who serve at the tabernacle, they have to be counted as age 30 above.
那么如果我们看到这个民数记第八章还有我们如果看这个历代至上23章的经文，我们就会看见其实利未人呢，他们从20岁或者到25岁的时候，他们都可以来到这个会幕里，好像是来实习，但是不是正式的服侍。他们可以来到会幕里来实习，来看长辈们是怎样服侍的，来学习。
If we later on, we read chapter, Numbers chapter 8, or if we read later on, if we first chronic chapter 23, we will notice that for Levites,to serve in the tabernacle, when they at like 25, age of 25, they can come to the tabernacle and they learn how the elders, the people serve, just like they come to the tabernacle as an intern.
所以他们要有5年甚至10年的时间，他们进行学习，进行这个训练，然后过后成熟了。才能在会幕里开始正式的来服侍。
In other words, the Levi has kind of you have a 5 years or even 10 years be trained, learn how to serve in the tabernacle. And then when they learn or train and they are mature, and then they are allowed to be formally serve in the tabernacle.
在这里我们一定要说明一下，就是利未人在会幕里的服侍跟祭司在会幕里的服侍是完全不同的。利未人主要简单的说，他们就是做一些搬搬扛扛这样的工作，拆啊装啊这样的工作。
And here we want to make it clear, and the Levites who serve at the tabernacle is completely different from the priest's service at the tabernacle. And the Levites' service at the tabernacle is mainly focused on those labor works, moving things and take care of the things like that.
那即便如此，他们也需要长时间的这个训练和学习，他们才可以从事这些看起来好像是非常简单的工作。
And even that, they still need a long time of training and learning, for them to formally provide this type of service. Even those work seems pretty simple.
那么在新约的提摩太前书也谈到，就是在教会里做监督的也必须要是一个非常成熟的人。
And in the New Testament, in the First Timothy, they also talk about in the church, if you serve as a bishop, you have to be a very mature person.
然后一个成熟的人，他体现在什么方面呢？首先，他在自己的家庭生活当中，他是非常成熟的，他是一个妇人的丈夫。
And in First Timothy, the maturity for a person, first is showing in his family.Life is a husband of one wife.
我们看到这一节经文，我们就会想到，可能有些弟兄姊妹知道哈，现在在这个一个有一个号称全世界最大的基督徒大学，他的校长和他的夫人就是爆出来非常丑陋的这个性丑闻。
And if you notice the recent news, you might learn that in a very, very famous biggest Christian university and its principal or president, there is a very ugly sexual scandal happened in that principal and the president.
所以，即便是他是这个大学校长很多很多年，基督教的大学，全世界最大的基督教大学的校长很多年，但他仍然在属灵的角度来看，他仍然不是一个成熟的人。
So if even he has been the president of a big Christian university, and but from that scandal, from strip point of view, and he is not a mature person.
那么呢，成熟也体现在他的这个个人的见证上面，就是不会不是一个。饮酒之事不打人，是温和，就是性格脾气温和，然后不增进，还很重要的一点就是对地上的钱财呢不贪恋。
And also follow up with that, you can see in the First Timothy this maturity of that person also showing his personal characteristic and will be a tempered, soft mind, good behave, hospitality.And most importantly, it's not greedy for money.
然后他把自己的家庭，尤其是儿女，是管理的非常的好。
And that's a good management of his children.
然后也特别提到，就是初入教的不可做监督，恐怕他自高自大。其实这里也是谈到，就是他要属灵的生命要成熟才可以。来在教会做一个很重要的监督的一个服事的这个位置。
And also follow up is also mentioned that not a novice, basically if you just become a Christian or just come to believer, then you should not serve as a bishop because that basically emphasizes you need the time to learn to be mature before you can really serve.
然后最后呢又谈到就是要不仅仅在教内在教外也要有一个好的声望就是不可以有丑闻。
And it's not only, so finally, you also said not only in the church, but outside church, you have a good testimony. Obviously, in today's world, that definitely shouldn't have scandals.
所以今天我们很多的时候我们会看见许许多多这个某某著名基督徒的丑闻，或者是某某著名牧师就像我刚才提到的，这个全世界最大的基督教大学的校长，我们听到他的丑闻。
So today, when we hear some scandals about some famous Christian, famous pastor, just like the one I just mentioned, the biggest Christian university president, when we hear the scandal,
所以我们会看见这个。无论他们服侍神多长时间，无论他们这个是多么高的这个所谓的地位，但他们在灵性上面，他们仍然不是一个成熟的。
But if from a spiritual point of view, no matter how many years they serve in those positions, no matter the position, how high they serve, but from spiritual point of view, they are still not mature.
然后最可怕的是呢，就是。被人毁谤不仅仅是 他们自己的名誉，人的他们个人的声望，其实这人的名誉人的声望不算什么，最可怕的是让主的名蒙羞。
And it's not only their name be shamed, this more important is because of their those type of scandal that actually the Lord God's name is being shamed in the world.
所以我们诚实的说，在今天这个世界，尤其是现在哈，尤其是现在，就是我们都看见，这一段时期所发生的一些事情，很多的时候，人们对基督徒的看法就是越来越不好，越来越不好。
So today, let's be honest. Especially some things happened recently, and it seems the world view of Christianity is kind of getting worse and worse.
很多人今天越来越多的人就认为啊，基督徒都是反对科学的。
And so today, so many people think Christians are anti-science.
很多人还甚至把基督徒跟一些什么种族主义啊这些很不好的这些事情联系在一起。
And someone even equate Christian with like a racist or some other not very good people.
尤其是现在很多人一想到基督徒马上就会想到这个现在这个新闻上说到的很多很多的这个所谓著名基督徒的丑闻，然后他们就会说啊，基督徒他们都是假冒为善的。
And so you can see a lot of people when they talk about Christian, once a Christian talk about Christian, they immediately associate with Christianity, with those scandals that about the famous Christian pastor or something, and then they come to a general conclusion that Christians are all hypocrisy.
所以我们看到这些我们心里真的是应该我们自己要省察我们自己。
So when we see all those phenomena, I think we need to examine ourselves.
我们当然不是担心我们自己人的荣耀、人的面子就是被人看不起、被人贬低。我们是
Of course, we are not focused or we are mind at our own reputation or our own face saving.
但是我们是如果爱耶稣，我们是被耶稣用他的血所赎买回来的人，所以我们要爱耶稣，我们不忍心看到耶稣的名声被羞辱。
So if we love Jesus, we are people that purchased by blood of Jesus Christ. We love Jesus, so we are not want the name of Jesus to be shamed.
所以当有人说基督徒都是假冒为善的人基督徒都是什么什么样的人，他们会提到基督这个字。
Just remember when people says Christian or Christianity is like a hypocrisy, is associated with some bad things, let's just remember when they talk about this, there is a Christ there. Christian or Christianity has the Christ in front of it.
所以服侍神的人要做一个属灵成熟的人。属灵成熟的人有个很重要的方面，就是要在人前确实还是要有好的见证。
So a person who serves God and has to be mature in spirit, and one of the good aspect of maturity is that has a good testimony outside of the church.
第二个，我们会看到一个服侍神的人呢，就像当年的利未人一样，他们必须要完全的顺服。
And the second point is that when the people serve God, and just like Levites, they have to totally submit themselves to be submissive.
那么完全顺服，第一个就体现在利未人，当时的利未人，他们是不可以自作主张的，就是他们让他们做什么，他们就做什么，他们。按什么方法去做，他们就必须按那个方法去做， 他们没有不可以加上自己的一些建议。
First thing, well, let's look at when the Levites they serve in the tabernacle, they have to be very total submit themselves to be obedience. And this total submissive and total obedience that expressed in the first is that they have to do it strictly according to what they command to do. They cannot come up with their own idea how to do the things.
是不是讲过一句话，他说什么是顺服呢？他说顺服就是精确。
And Spurgeon actually said one time, he said, what means obedience? Obedience means precise.
那么第二个呢，就是这些利未人他们要也尊重这个次序。我们会知道就是利未人他要搬这些东西之前，尤其是这个歌辖人，他们要搬动这个圣所里面的各样的器具之前。
And the second things, firstly, they cannot, they have to strictly follow the order. Second, they have to honor the orders that given, especially like Kohath. When they have to move the utensils in the most holy place.
那么他们首先一定要等到亚伦和他的儿子们就是祭司把所有的这些器皿全部都盖好，有的要盖很多层，全部都盖好，他们才可以进去搬，他们不可以提前进去的。
And if you read the scripture carefully, you notice that before they move the utensil, they have to wait. Aaron and his sons has to be covered those utensils completely, and sometimes they have to cover several layers of things there, and they cannot enter the most holy place before the Aaron and his son finish those covering work.
然后第三个呢，他们的顺服也体现在他们非常甘心的被监督，因为这些利未人服侍的时候，我们刚才经文特别谈到，就是亚伦和他的儿子们一定要非常严格的监督他们，看他们是怎么做的。
And also the third part, their obedience shows in the way that not only they cannot do, they have to strictly follow the order, honor the orders, commander. And the third thing is they will be willingly and be happily be supervised, be watched.Because the passage we just read, you can see that Aaron and his son has to be closely watched. This three tribes, how they do the things.
尤其是这个就是要搬动这个圣所里面这些器具的歌辖人，就是我们刚才所读的经文特别谈到，就是一定要亚伦他的儿子一定要把他们就严格的看他们怎么搬，他们该做什么。一定要盯着他们，监视他们。
You can see that in the, especially for the Kohath, they are supposed to move the utensils in the holy place, most the holy place. And that the scripture said, the Aaron and his son, the priest, has to be closely watch them and make sure they do the things, watch them very closely.
那么圣经告诉我们原因。就是以防他们去看了这个圣物，就是把这个上面包裹的这些层打开，看了圣物或者触摸到，不小心触摸到圣物，他们会当场死亡的。所以亚伦和他的儿子要盯着他们，就是让他们一定不能出错，不能看，不能摸。
And the scripture also explained the reason because, God said gave those commander that those priest has to be close to watch those Kohath do the things so that lest they like accidentally see the utensils, holy utensils being covered or touch those holy items. And if that, they will be struck to death.
所以的这种严格的监督其实是对他们的保护。所以神就是对亚伦说，你一定不能让他们灭亡，不能让这个利未人歌辖人灭亡。你怎么可以让他不灭亡呢？就是你严格的监督他们。
So this very strict supervision is that God made it very clearly, said, you are not let Kohath to be perished. How do you not let the Kohath be perished? Is the try to supervise them very strictly when they do their job in the temple.
所以我们今天可以思想一下我们自己。当我们今天我们做一项工作的时候，我们做一件事情的时候，我们希不希望有人来监督我们呢？
So by that, we think about ourselves. If today we do some things and we do a work, are we happy somebody watch over us or closely supervise us?
很多的时候我们都不太喜欢，就是哎呀，有人一直盯着我，看我怎么做。一直好像就是提防我，不放心我的样子。我们有时候不喜欢这样被人家监视监督。
And by nature, probably most of us, we don't like that people watch over us all the time, make sure I didn't do something wrong, and we don't like.
但是呢，作为一个服侍神的人，他是一个顺服的仆人，那他就要甘心被监督，被监视。
But as a person who serves God, is God's servant, and it has to be willingly being watched and being supervised.
所以主耶稣告诉我们，我们的天父上帝是在暗处查看我们的。天父上帝可以说是随时随处，他都看我们的。我们一定要有这样的一个心智，我们不仅仅知道神在看着我们，我们并且喜悦让神来查验我们。
And so Jesus, in his teaching, he said, Heavenly Father is watch over us in secret. And so as a Christian, we are not only have this knowledge, knowing that Jesus is watching over us, and also we should have in our heart is pleased that God watching over us, and willingly let God watch over us.
就像大卫在他的诗篇里所说的，他求神来检查他的心，看他里面有什么污秽没有。他向上帝发出这样的请求，他希望上帝来查验他，来监视他。
Just like David in his psalm, he said he asked, he invited God. He said, "God, examine me, see if I have any wicked thing in my inside." And he asked, invite God to examine him.
所以这是一个顺服的仆人。
And this is an obedient servant.
然后我们也看到利未人服侍呢，他们一定要彼此搭配，彼此同心，因为各个人各个宗家族负责不同的部分，但他们一定要彼此搭配。
And the third thing is that when they serve, they have to be united and you have to work together. Even they have the different responsibility, but they have to unite and work, collaborate with each other and work together.
大家可以看见这个屏幕上的这个圣经的经文是哥林多前书12:18-24.
And First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12, verse 18 to 24, you can see on the screen. Explain idea.
我给大家来读一下，大家可以看一下，也在心中来思想。
We can think about this passage. I just read it for you.
哥林多前书12:18-24, 18节。但如今神随自己的意思，把肢体俱各安排在身上了。若都是一个肢体，身子在哪里呢？但如今肢体是多的，身子却是一个。眼不能对手说，我用不着你。头也不能对脚说，我用不着你。不但如此，身上肢体人以为软弱的，更是不可少的。身上肢体我们看为不体面的，越发给它加上体面；不俊美的，越发得着俊美。我们俊美的肢体自然用不着装饰，但神配搭这身子，把加倍的体面给那有缺欠的肢体。所以在这一段经文当中谈到我们服侍神的人彼此配搭。
And so this passage talks about the we serve God and we function together.
然后就好像一个人身上有不同的肢体，但是所有的肢体放在一起就组成了这一个身子。
And in this passage, they basically like make an analogy of that, like a body have a different, a body have a different part, and different part together make this whole body.
然后呢，每一个肢体都是彼此需要，也别彼此依赖的。
And also, every part are needed, and the part they are interdependent of each other.
然后最二十四节这里说呢，就是越是这个缺欠的肢体，哎，神越是给他加倍的体面。
And also in verse 24, and he made very some statements that God have given great honor to that parts which lacks of it.
相反的，那些俊美的身体当中一些俊美的肢体，哎。神还不给他装饰了。
And on the hand is our presentable body parts, and God just say, okay, there's no need for additional honor.
好，我们刚才谈到这个服侍的人，他几个方面，他要顺服，他要这个彼此搭配。
And so we have been talking about the attribute of people that who serve God. It has to be obedience. It has to be work together. And
我们还看到他要成熟，他是一个属灵生命成熟的人。
The first we talk about it has to be mature. Spiritual life has to be mature enough.
然后一个服侍的人呢，还有很重要点，他要舍己。就像当时在会幕服侍的利未人一样，必须要舍己。
And lastly, he has to deny himself or sacrifice himself or give up himself.
就像当时的利未人，他们第一个就是在这个世界上，他们就没有产业了，他们所有一切的这个生活的中心就是在这个神的会幕里了。
Just like Levites at that time and on this earth, they don't have their position. Their life center is with the tabernacle.
那么在对于我们今天的新约的基督徒，当然我们不仅仅是在这个形式上面我们以神为中心，我们更是要在我们的心里，就是我们生活各个方面事实上都是为了服侍神，为了荣耀神来服务的。
So today, as today's Christian, we are not in the formality we centered with God. We also have to be in reality, take God as our center. All our life is for serving God.
我们今天的基督徒当然不像当年的利未人。我们今天就很多很多的基督徒，我们在地上都有产业，但是这些产业呢，不是我们心意的中心。
It's not like the Levites that today, a lot of our Christian today, we have our possessions, but we have to know those possession is not our focus.
上帝赐给我们丰富的恩典，也包括上帝赐给我们在地上丰富的产业，但是我们要拿着所有的产业，拿我们一切的工作，我们的头脑，我们的身体，我们的一切用来服侍神，用来归荣耀给神。
God have a great blessing to us. Those blessings may include abundant possessions we have on earth. But we want to use all those possessions, our mind, our strength, our body, use everything to serving God.
那么我们刚才看到民数记第四章的经文谈到利未人，这里全部谈到利未人应该怎样来处理，应该怎样来搬这个会幕里的各样的这个器具，包括会幕。
And so, in that chapter, we talk about the Levites, how the three families have to serve in the tabernacle, and how they do it, how to moving the tabernacle itself and the items inside of the tabernacle.
一个字都没有提， 利未人他们自己的帐篷什么时候搬，他们自己的一些生活必需品怎么处理，什么时候谁去搬。
And this whole chapter is talking about how Levites should move all those items, including the tabernacle itself, how to move it. But no single word mentioned how that they should handle their own personal items, when to move their personal item when they marching around.
所以我们知道当时的利未人他们也都是有家庭的，他们有父母，他们有儿女，他们有妻子，他们有丈夫，他们都是有家庭，他们也都有自己的帐篷，也都有自己的家，但是圣经的经文却一个字都没有提他们自己家怎么办呢？他们全去搬会幕的东西，他们自己的家自己的帐篷谁来管呢？
And just remember at that time, the Levites, they all have their own family. They have their husband, wife, father, mother, children, and they have their own tent. But the whole chapter here talk about how to move the things in the tabernacle, but no single word talk about how do they move their temples, their own tent, a personal item, and so on. So how they do that?
So... 要在当时的利未人如果在会幕服事的话，他必须要舍己，他不是说等我把自己家先搬完了我再来搬会幕，他不可以这样，他全副身心都要放在这个会幕的这个工作上面。
So the people serving the tabernacle at that time, the Levites, they have to be completely deny themselves and sacrifice themselves, give themselves all to the tabernacle. They cannot say, okay, let me finish moving my own tent and own item, then I come to the tabernacle, move the items in the tabernacle. No, they have to be totally, completely focused on moving the items of the tabernacle.
所以在这个哈该书一章第四节和第九节这里就提醒以色列人不可以只关注自己的家却不管神的殿。
So in the Haggai chapter 1 verse 4 and 9 that God remind or warning Israelites that they should not only care about their own house but ignore the temple of God.
在这两节经文其实也是严重的警告，就是如果以色列人 只管自己的小家却把神的殿丢在一边的话，这会给他自己带来可怕的这个灾祸。
And these two passages, it's not only that it's tell them, also it's a kind of a serious warning. Basically it's warn Israelites if they only care about their own family but ignore the temple of God, then they will bring a catastrophe and to them.
好，我们今天对这个民数记第四章的经文呢，我们就思想到这里。接下来的时间，我们弟兄姊妹可以在分组讨论当中，可以围绕这三个问题，大家可以彼此来分享。
So we studied chapter 4 this, and then we have three discussion topics, and we can in our group discussion we can discuss these three topics.
当然了，就像我刚才也提到的，就是我们从民数记第四章，我们还看到哪些神的仆人应该有的品质也可以在分享讨论当中，大家可以彼此来分享。
And also, of course, we can in these three things. You can also talk about, as I said in the beginning, in addition to what I mentioned, what other attribute that Levites has when they serve in the tabernacle.
那么这三个这个讨论的题目呢，第一个就是我们知道利未人工作的时候，祭司对他们是要非常严格的监督，以保护他们不致灭亡。
And so we can see, first topic is that we learn from this chapter that when Levi serving the tabernacle, priest has to be provide a very strict supervision to make sure they not be perished.
我们看到这件事情之后，有没有一些圣经新约圣经的经文，让我们联想到 哎，跟这个经文的含义非常的互相呼应，给我们带来怎样的启发？
So first discussion is when you saw this, do you think is any remind of any scripture in the New Testament and that's similar to this type of teaching and that gave you some revelation?
然后我们也可以我们刚才读了这个哥林多前书十二章的二十四节，我刚才其实也提到，就是有这个缺欠的肢体，就是有残缺的肢体，神呢却给他有加倍的体面，或者是加倍的荣耀，加倍的装饰。哎，我们看到这节经文，我们想，哎，这是不是不公平呢？
And the second topic is we can refer to the First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 24.And that where this said, Bible said that God gave those lack body parts to additional honor to those parts are lacks. And so we want to discuss, is this not fair?
就是我们常常说不是多劳多得吗？但是这些人他有残缺，他有没有什么太大贡献？哎，为什么神要给他加倍的荣耀，加倍的体面？
And so we, in general, we think, oh, if you do more, get more. And in this case, those are lack, parts that lacks of the things, but God gave them extra honor to them.
我们也可以谈一下自己的体会，我们怎样来理解这到底是公平还是不公平？
And we can share our own thoughts on this. Is this fair or not fair?
然后最后我们大家可以结合我们自己的这个信仰也是服侍神的经历哈，每一个基督徒都要服侍神，所以信仰经历也可以说就是服侍经历。然后我们也可以分享从我们的经历当中我们从利未人身上我们可以看到哪些启发。
And the third, we can discuss our own faith or service experience.Our journey of faith in Christ should be also journey in the serving Christ. So, through our experience, discuss the Levi's service, what kind of revelation to us, what kind of insight we get from seeing Levi's, how Levi's serve in the tabernacle.
好，感谢神，我们现在请我们这个查经聚会主持的弟兄帮我们弟兄姊妹来进行一下分组，我们可以开在小组当中我们可以来彼此分享来讨论。
So let's divide the group and have a discussion group discussion.
我们这一样还是分两组哈，然后第一组由国华弟兄带领，那第二组由云飞弟兄带领，那我们在9:05的时候回到大堂来。
这么安静了，
回来了。
好，我们还是请两个小组的弟兄姊妹分别在你们小组找到一位弟兄或者姐妹代表你们小组做一个总结分享。
我们小组是 Abraham 弟兄。Abraham 弟兄，你那个手机可能需要转一下。
好，正过来。
对。那个 Abraham 你的那个话筒可能需要打开一下。
话筒我刚才关了吗？
你还没有。
这回来以后自动给关了。
这是严格的监督啊，严格的监督。
严格的监督。
我以为我刚才小组的发言都白讲了。
没有没有，之前我都听到了。
讲了。OK, 我们小组分享这个第一个题目，祭司不至于灭亡，就是严格监督新约当中新约当中有哪一些姐妹提到希伯来书第13章第17节讲到这些在灵性上为你们负责的这些监督是为了你们负责，所以你们交账的那一天要使他们在神面前可以欢喜。这个就是讲到就是监督 X 监督，然后有姐妹提到提摩太前书讲到的这个资格，监督的资格，执事的资格， 那这里这个资格也是好像是一种监督，就是说愿意服侍神的人首先通过这种资格的检验，也是一种监督。那么又特别讲到就是说尤其是新初入教的不做这个通常的话也是为了保护他们，这种监督也是不可做就是做监督啊，或者是做知识，就是说也是为了保护他们。然后有姐妹提到希伯来书讲到的主的管教主的管教，然后主也是主的一个主，希伯来书十二章讲到主的管教也是实际上是神的一个监督，对我们日常的监督，保守我们不至于失脚。然后也提到弟兄也提到，就是说圣灵做我们随时的帮助，随时管教我们，也是为了监督我们，也是为了保护我们。然后另外也有姐妹提到希伯来书十三章七节，要我们思想那些就是在主里劳苦的人，留心他们为人的结局叫我们留心他们为人的结局，也叫我们留心他们侍奉的榜样。就是说一个真正服侍神的人是要有一颗受教的心。实际上在利未人在圣殿当中服侍，实际上他们是有一颗受教的心，受监督的心也是有一颗受教的心。这样的话人就不凭着私意来服侍，而是从领受的教导来服侍，而不凭着自己的私意来服侍。第二个关于矛不矛盾的事情，就是肢体是不是矛，就是缺陷的肢体，特别加上柔美是不是矛盾我们分享到第一个当然是不矛盾弟兄分享到就是说重点是神的荣耀，神通常是让一些就是看上去好像没有多少能力也很有缺陷的人来服侍神，正是为了神的荣耀，这样的话才可以显出所做的一切是靠着神的能力，而不是靠着人的而不是靠着自己。然后姐妹也分享到，就是说她自己个人的经历当中，生命经历当中，是经历她因着她特殊的经历，她觉得自己是有缺陷的人，但是她真实的感受到教会弟兄姐妹对她的包容接纳让她觉得就是这个经历这样的接纳的光景。然后那也分享到，姐妹也分享到说这个实际上体现神的慈爱跟怜悯，神的恩典是超越公平的。那最后我们也特别提到，确实教会当中因着各样的光景，弟兄姐妹或者是有良心就是经历当中生活当中良心当中有亏欠的，但是蒙主的宝血所洁净所洗净的我们要特格外的关切，格外的鼓励，格外的保护，以让教会的神的肢体可以有一个荣耀的彰显。第三个题目我们没来得及讨论可能是因为我讲话讲的太多。All right, 第二组你们了。
好，第二组我们觉得第一组总结的非常全面了，前两题。第二组我们第一题关于监督的这个问题，然后大家想到的经文也不一样，有想到在罗马书里面所说到的是身体献上成为活祭，这个就讲到了说是在就是对大家对新约基督徒的要求，就是要成为圣洁。然后还有讲到的是，还有弟兄提到的是马太福音第五章里面说，如果右手使你绊倒，把它砍下来丢掉，这个也是跟圣洁相关的一些经文，就像我们不跌倒不失脚，让我们在神里面。 然后还有提到的弟兄提到的是哥林多前书的十一节，就是每次领圣餐的时候他可以想到这个经文，就想到说如果在这个圣餐的这种领受上面也是非常严格的，也是让我们提醒我们在领圣餐的时候我们要省察自己的罪。然后还有弟兄提到的说他想到的是在很多旧约的一些规条让他觉得说是很严格的，但同时回到新约里面来看的话，新约其实这个标准更高，它要我们把整个身心灵都献给神，然后正是因为有这么高的要求，所以说神能够让我们能够通过相信耶稣基督有通过这个信仰才能够得救。觉得这个就是tie back， 就是说这个严格，所谓的严格就是在新约里面是更加严格的，让我们能够但我们能够通过来相信主耶稣来得到这个恩典。第二题关于毛毛盾的问题也是从两个方面解答吧，就是有弟兄讲到说是其实不矛盾，因为在神里面服侍，在神里面都是为了彰显神的荣耀，然后大家觉得是欠缺或者公不公平，其实更多的只是看到自己，就是我这个拿的多拿的少，我有没有给出多有没有给出少，我得的荣耀多得的荣耀少，就这个才会有公平的这个问题产生。然后从接下来两方面，第一个讲到说在教会里面大家都是身体，指的是教，这里有两个关键词，一个是身子指的是教会，一个肢体指的是个人，然后我们在个人在神里面的搭配就是为了能够让神来得荣耀，所以说也不存在说手和脚来比到底是谁做的多谁做的少，然后这都是一个都是重要的，一个像后面的经文哥林多前书十二章后面讲到的说一个肢体每个体受苦的话大所有的都受苦，个体得荣耀的话所有的这身体都得荣耀，然后这是讲到在大家肢体里面互相补足。然后第二点就讲到的说是在肢体得软弱的时候，肢体软弱的时候就是神彰显他能力的时候，彰显他荣耀的时候，这个也是跟刚才第一组讲的是一样的。然后第三题我们讨论的有几点，就是说我们看到了利未人的服侍，我们得到的启发第一个就是要顺服，我们就是虽然有很严格的要求，但是我们做所有的事情，我们来服侍神，不是说要走到神的前面，也不是说走到神的后面，我们要跟神同步，要顺服神的旨意。然后第二个讲到说是第二个得到的启发就是我们要首先要在真理中扎根才能去服侍，而不是说我们像刚信主就什么事都做然后什么事都干，反而说是要在信仰上，这个服侍要跟信仰的这个光景能够相辅相成。那第三个就是讲到说是得到的启发，就是我们做事情不是为了专门服侍而服侍，做事而服侍，而是为了荣耀神，能够把荣耀带给神，能够来服侍神，来去做这个服侍，最后的荣耀不是归给自己。然后这就是我们所讨论的三个题目。
感谢神。我觉得真的我们可以从利未人身上我们看到神的心意哈，就是利未人的服侍很不容易的，因为他们要被祭司啊要盯着，祭司要盯着的，要被监督的。那天就是有一个姊妹就说哈，在姊妹聚会的时候姊妹就说，因为现在不是新冠疫情嘛，然后要是又到处地震啊，然后又战争的风声啊，后来姊妹们互相开玩笑就不知道还能活多久，说不定哪天就被主撅去了。后来这姊妹得出一个结论是什么呢？她看见任何她觉得不对的地方，她就要说，她因为你不知道什么时候被主撅去了，没有机会说了。所以我觉得就是每个人都不喜欢被监督，每个人都不喜欢被一个人盯着指出你的问题，或者你该怎么做或者不该怎么做。我们从我们的人的天性上来说，我们都不喜欢这样。但是呢，其实这是一件很蒙福的事情，就是我们能够被监督，能够被人就是不停地指出来什么可以做什么不能做，这其实是对我们来说是非常蒙福的事情。所以就是如果真的就是神爱我们，神可能会在我们身边放这么一个人，或者在我们的这个弟兄姊妹当中就是会兴起这样的人，就不停地来指出我们的问题，不停地来监督我们。其实这是神爱我们，神不想让我们灭亡。那么可怕的是什么呢？可怕的就是神任凭，就也不监督他了，也不管他了。那个时候我们可能觉得哎呀好自由啊，好释放啊， 啊，没有人说我了，没有人管我，但这其实是很危险的，这是非常危险的。所以今天很多时候，有时候啊，我们听到了批评呢，我们就说，哎呀，我们再也不想去这个教会了啊，我们也再也不想去见这个基督徒了，因为他总批评我。其实这种想法哈，是非常需要我们注意的，因为能够被监督是一件很有福的事情。这样的话不会灭亡，所以很感谢神。就是我们也谈到，就是加倍的体面给那有缺欠的肢体啊。当然，上帝没有不公平，上帝一定公平，对不对？我们不敢说上帝不公平啊，上帝确实公平。但是为什么有这样的想法呢？就是我们如果把这个我自己的才能啊、才干，我能做什么，当作是属于我的东西，我们自然就会容易说，那我付出的多，我贡献大，我就要收获多。但是如果我们把这些全部都，这是神的，这不属于我，我们只是一个管道，我们只是一个管道。上帝可以让驴开口说话，上帝可以让石头开口赞美神，我不过就好像是一个神手中的一个石头。如果我们这样想的话，我们就不会有丝毫的这种不公平的感觉，好像哎呀，我做了这么多，为什么没有人注意到啊？哎呀，我做了这么多啊、为什么好像什么都没有收获啊？如果我们有这样的心态的话呢，我们可能还认为我们拥有一些东西，其实我们什么都不拥有。所以感谢神，愿意我们在服事当中啊、我们越来越明白神的心意，也越来越从服事当中得到喜乐。而不是像当年的那些跟从耶稣的门徒，他们常常彼此争论谁为大，都是觉得自己得到的少了。其实他们忘记了，他们所拥有的一切的恩赐、一切的才干、一切的能力都是从神来的，所以都是神在做，我们不过是就是 hammer along， 就是 God sing the song，We hammer along， 就是这样。好，我们一起来做一个祷告，我们结束今天的查经聚会。我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，感谢你把你的话语赐给我们，我们更是感谢神赐下圣灵来到我们每个人的心里来光照我们，也求神加添我们的信心、热心和爱心，让我们在与神同行的日子当中啊，我们能够经历从天上来的喜乐。愿着喜乐成我们服事的力量，让我们可以归荣耀给我们天上的父，而不是让我们父的名蒙羞。我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名，阿们。好，我们今天正式的查经聚会就到这里结束了。那么如果有弟兄姊妹愿意留下来呢，我们彼此聊聊天呢、也非常欢迎。那么如果弟兄姊妹有其他的事情呢，或者你想早点休息啊。